broadcasting from the shores of El Pacifico, Bill Hendry.
You, as a former speechwriter in the White House, you took an oath of office. When
Roger, a moment ago, I mentioned what Teddy Roosevelt said, and he was right on.
He also remarked that the most optimistic climate models for the second half of this century suggest that 30 to 70% of the snowpack will disappear.
Madam President, I would like to say a word as well about one or two other issues.
Blah, 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 blah.
Disgusting.
World-famous Phil Hendry show here every night until 1 o'clock on the West Coast and 4 a.m. on the East Coast. A news talk and entertainment show that knows what it's talking about. Where truth is our bitch, and every night we take you through the looking glass like Alice in Wonderland of the other side of news, the other side of the different issues, events, media, and maybe even the way you look at those things. And in just a moment, we're going to have a representative of Angels on Our Shoulders, which was a anti-war, primarily an adjunct anti-war group that was inspired to organize as the result of, I'm forgetting now, Code Pink. And we'll have their representative, Bobby Dooley, from the San Fernando Valley in the Los Angeles area on with us to speak about the John Edwards situation, among other things. Coming up on the show as well tonight, we have a six-year-old. We won't have the six-year-old, but we'll tell you about a six-year-old that was handcuffed and allegedly committed to a mental institution after acting up in class. Now, I say allegedly because, folks, I'm telling you, these days, it doesn't matter what news source, it doesn't matter what news agency, what the company, you got to say allegedly because you don't know whether they're telling you the truth. So when I get into this story, we're going to find out whether the kid was committed or not. Or maybe they just took her over to the emergency room of a hospital that was handy and it happened to be a nut house. And, oh, look, they took her to a nut house, huh? Well, she needed some, well, MSNBC's Lawrence O'Donnell says President Bush invited the 911 attack in a desperate attempt to get people to notice him. He was filling in for Rachel Maddow, and that's all you're ever going to do, Lawrence, is filling in for people until they actually, you know, want to watch you. So good try. I don't know. It might work. 877-876-PHIL is our number. Plus, starting tonight, we are live in Hilo, Kona, Hawaii on KHNU, 610 AM. So this might be a new affiliate for ours in Hilo, Kalua, Kona, Hawaii. All right. KHNU, 610 AM. We are so grateful and happy to be back in Hawaii, primarily because not only do we like broadcasting you guys, but it might be worth a trip there someday on your dime. Now, anyway, I'm kidding around. It's just joking. All right, 877-876-PHIL, because we do have some deathly serious things to talk about here tonight. Ms. Dooley, you've been with us before talking to us about the Iraq War and other issues relative to your homeowners association, as well as your kids and your husband. But you want to talk about John Edwards. Now, I know that you had published a piece on one of the websites. Was it your own website?
Yes, it was the Angels on Our Shoulders website. That's correct.
This is a rather radical piece that you wrote about John Edwards, about Elizabeth Edwards, about the two of them, their marriage, the Riel Hunter situation, and his obvious prevarications and ultimately his lies. I'm going to let you explain this because it's an extreme suggestion, don't you think?
No, we really don't think it is an extreme suggestion, given what has happened to women in our society. Women who have been stoned to death. We have women, Phil, around the world that are stoned to death if they have an affair commit a so-called adultery. We have women who have their hands chopped off. Can you imagine women having their hands chopped off in an effort to feed their children because a husband, so-called, is no longer there? For whatever his reasons are. Perhaps she's guilty of some egregious act, like stealing food so her children can eat, and she has her hands chopped off. The outrages committed against women every day in this world multiply one on top of the other. The article that I wrote, Phil, was, frankly, it was a hypothesis.
Forgive me for interrupting you. It's more than a hypothesis. You said what you would do in a certain situation.
Well, I did.
John Edwards, you said in your article for Angels on Our Shoulders, humiliated his wife beyond anything we have ever seen in public life, correct?
That is exactly what I wrote, yes. Tell
me why you think that.
Well, your question is sort of amusing. Why I think that, I don't think anyone can doubt that John Edwards humiliated Elizabeth Edwards in ways we've never seen before in public life, in the political arena. A woman sick with cancer, a woman obviously older than him. The years have not been as kind to Elizabeth Edwards as they have been to John Edwards. A woman who lost a son. A woman who went out and worked on behalf of her husband, fought the good fight on behalf of her husband, only to find out that not only was he lying to her and to the American people about having an affair, but he was having an affair with this real Hunter, this blonde, fathering her baby, information coming out about John Edwards' physical attributes, videotapes. This man so thoroughly humiliated Elizabeth Edwards that I can tell you this, if she killed John Edwards.
All right, this is the part that I wanted to get to.
All right, well, I'm telling you that. If she had killed him and I was sitting on the jury, I would vote for acquittal without any guilt at all.
So what your article was about, Ms. Dooley, then, was the rights of women to commit a justifiable homicide?
I am talking about a society that we live in. You know, there is such a thing as a crime of passion. This has been reserved for men. For many years, it was considered legal in this society to kill your wife were she in bed with another man. And yet a humiliation could be visited upon a woman by a man, the likes of which we've just seen, John Edwards to Elizabeth Edwards. And all she can do is sit and take it, on top of which, of course, she has children to raise. And if she's lucky enough, she gets some sort of spousal support and child support. I think Elizabeth Edwards fell, and this article really needed to be written. I don't know what will happen.
What do you say to people who would say to you, you are encouraging women to take the law into their own hands?
No, I am not encouraging women. I am looking at one specific case.
Well, what about women who have had similar situations like this?
Excuse me?
Mr. Henry, what are you talking about?
Hold on, Steve.
Who was that?
That was my husband, Steve. He's listening on our direct line to the studio.
What did he say?
He said to me, Mr. Henry, you know, where are you going to find a case exactly like this?
No, maybe not exactly like this, but I'm saying, and Bobby Dooley has joined us, ladies and gentlemen, from Angels on Our Shoulders. She's saying that in this article that you wrote for your website, were Elizabeth Edwards to kill John Edwards, you would vote for acquittal if you're on the jury.
Absolutely.
All right, what I'm saying is this. If you say this, and you've written this article, and you're on my show saying this, are you encouraging women to do this? Now, you say that there is, you're only talking about this situation.
Well, Mr. Henry, take a look at the situation. How many men are running for president, have a wife sick with breast cancer, are senators from North Carolina, are cheating on their wives? These are very specific situations. And I am talking about this very specific situation.
But do you think that women are going to hear this and think, well, this isn't my situation because my husband isn't running for president?
Well, I am saying it right now.
Yeah, she's saying it, so she's got nothing to do with it. Okay?
And
why is your husband there?
My husband is protecting me legally.
Because I just want to make sure that legally that my wife protects me on legal stuff.
Well, so are you saying, sir, that if your wife is in the clear legally because she's not saying anything other than this specific situation?
Yes, yeah, talking about John Edwards and Elizabeth Edwards, and he also was well endowed.
Exactly. And so I don't want women saying...
He was also well endowed. I don't understand.
I don't want women saying Bobby Dooley's encouraging. I'm saying in this situation, Elizabeth Edwards, and I'll tell you something else, Phil. You know what? You're pressing me, but I'm going to give you another shot at that. You want to know something? if a woman were humiliated publicly like Elizabeth Edwards, yeah, I would vote for acquittal. And her husband wouldn't have to be a senator. And they wouldn't have to be rich. And she wouldn't have to have breast cancer. I am saying that this kind of thing, we are sick and tired of it as women. And if it means that we have to literally pick up a gun, are you listening to me?
Yes, I'm listening.
Hold on, Steve. I want every man to hear this. The time has come for women to take matters into their own hands, to suffer a public humiliation like this. I pick up a gun on my own husband that's standing here, and I love him very much.
I believe her, too.
You believe her?
I pick up a gun, and I put him in the ground, as sure as God created me, my hand on my son. If he were to publicly humiliate me the way Elizabeth Edwards was humiliated by John Edwards.
All right, Ms. Dooley, I want to be very clear. You didn't just say that you would vote for acquittal. You're now saying that you yourself would pick up a gun.
Oh, if I was Elizabeth Edwards, is that what you're asking?
Okay, if you were Elizabeth Edwards.
I would have shot him. I would have killed him. There's no doubt in my mind.
Well, let's do this, too. On account of that.
And you're not encouraging women to do this.
Still, most of the women and even the men out there that are listening to the show right now think that murdering a cheating spouse like John Edwards would be justified and should not be punished by the law. And
well, I don't know how you can say that.
I'm telling you right now, there isn't a man or woman listening to me right now that doesn't think it is absolutely justifiable to blow the head right off of a man or woman that they find laying in their marital bed with another individual.
Yeah, but we're not talking about that, Ms. Dooley. We're talking about John Edwards, Elizabeth Edwards.
I have the pulse of the nation on this, Phil. I've looked into this, and at the end of the day, people feel the way I do about this. Some man that you find in bed with another slut, there isn't a woman out there that wouldn't pick up a gun, a knife, I don't know. Gasoline and killing.
All right. 877-876-PHIL is our number.
You know, you sound very shocked.
Well, I'm very shocked because you've gone beyond just saying that you would vote for acquittal. You are now saying that you would kill John Edwards or your husband.
That is absolutely correct.
All right, Elizabeth Edwards kills John Edwards for cheating, let's say. Is it justifiable homicide that shouldn't be punished by the law? Bobby Dooley and Steve Dooley with us. They think so. The number 877-876-PHIL. We'll be right back here on the world-famous Phil Hendry Show.
Do we have any time?
No, we're taking a break.
Damn it.
Well, make sure it's all legal, too.
Phil Hendry.
Nothing illegal.
Call.
Truth is our bitch. The Phil Hendry Show.
Our number is 877-876-PHIL. We're talking with Bobby Dooley from the anti-war group Angels on Our Shoulders. Which, you're an anti-war advocate, but you're not against the use of guns, Ms. Dooley. You're not a pacifist, correct?
No, not at all. I don't think pacifism at all is sensible.
Before we went to our break, you said that men and women who have been cheated on by a spouse have every right in the world to kill their spouse.
Well, no, hold on for a minute. I did not say men.
I thought you said men and women.
No. I started very clearly saying that women have been victimized for far too long. That women have been...
No, I know that, Ms. Dooley, but at the very end, I thought you said that men, along with women, should be allowed to kill a spouse that cheats.
I most certainly did not.
Oh, she was saying that she was here for a long time. Men do, too. I know you did.
Yeah, you know what, Mr. Dooley? I can hear you, sir, but you yelling into the phone...
I'm just trying...
My husband is here to maintain the legality of what I'm saying. No, I said that if a woman has been victimized by a cheating husband, there are a lot of different ways of dealing with this. If you were to ask me, you know, I love, my kids like to say, I love me some, I love me.
Yeah.
I love the phrase, I love me some Desert Eagle 50, you know.
Desert Eagle 50, that's a weapon.
Oh, yeah, that's a weapon.
I believe that, yeah, that's a weapon, all right.
That, yeah, that's a weapon, Phil.
Desert Eagle 50, is that a 50 caliber?
It certainly is.
And you're telling me that were your husband to cheat on you, he'd get that?
Yes, he would. Absolutely. But I don't...
Boy, and you don't think you're encouraging women to go out and kill cheating spouses?
No, I am not. I am saying Elizabeth Edwards was so publicly humiliated by John Edwards that were she... And let's say... We could talk about, like, the Brass Tech. They've got a 38 special, which I think is a very... It's a good gun. But let's say she picked one of those up, and as John came through the door one night, she blew him away with it. I mean, she blew him and anything that he thought was of value to him. She killed him. I'd vote for acquittal.
Well, Ms. Dooley, you're sort of... You're rocking back and forth between saying, I would do this, or I'd vote for acquittal. I would do this. And I don't know that the audience... That this is clear to the audience. 877-876-PHIL. Here is Stephanie... On the
Hello.
Phil Henry Show with Bobby and Steve Dooley. Go ahead, Stephanie, as we talk about John Edwards and Elizabeth Edwards and Ms. Dooley's piece for her website saying that Elizabeth Edwards would be justified in killing John Edwards. Go ahead.
Okay, let me just say, I've never called a radio station. I've never been compelled to mm-hmm. call a radio station. I'm listening mm-hmm. to what this woman mm-hmm. is saying. I'm disgusted mm-hmm. by what she's saying. Mm-hmm. She's talking about mm-hmm. women being victimized for however many mm-hmm. years, and they're going to mm-hmm. they're okay to pick mm-hmm. up a gun and shoot their mm-hmm. spouse. Mm-hmm. They're making their mm-hmm. victim by doing that, by killing their spouse.
Elizabeth Edwards.
And
I want you to.
They're going to make their kids victims, their self victims.
Are you married? Are you married?
I don't see how. Yeah.
Well, I don't
see.
Are you married? Are you okay? Imagine your husband cheating on you with some slut.
Yeah. No.
Making her pregnant and making her pregnant and humiliating you in front of the entire country, humiliating you in front of the entire world. You're mm-hmm. older than him. You've had breast cancer.
Mm-hmm.
Your breasts have been removed, all right?
Mm-hmm.
And you're saying to me, you'd take that in stride. Well, good luck. You're a better woman than me.
Okay, let's say Stephanie did that. Would you vote to acquit? Would you vote to acquit Stephanie?
You know, I would be tempted considering her attitude, I'd be tempted not to. But yes, I would. I would. I'd even vote to acquit her, yes.
You have to take that in stride. I mean, you can't pick up a gun and kill another human being for...
What are you taking in stride?
Well, it's happened to me before.
In front of your friends?
It's happened to me before. My husband...
In front of the entire country?
Fathered a child.
No.
Yeah, my husband fathered another child. What do you do? You pick up your head, you keep going, you get divorced, you move on. You don't pick up a gun and shoot him for it. One right, you know, one... It doesn't make any sense.
Well, are you saying, Bobby, that Bobby, are you saying the extent of John Edwards, or excuse me, the extent of Elizabeth Edwards' humiliation is such that...
Absolutely, Phil. I don't think there's a woman out there that really knows what Elizabeth Edwards is going through. I mean, she's walking down the street, and people are saying to her, hey, fatso, you know.
What do you mean, hey, fatso?
Well, they're saying, boy, it's too bad, you know, it's too bad that he had to go find himself a younger, prettier woman that has real breasts.
Well, I don't know that people would be.
Well, listen, even Stephanie thinks it's funny, you know.
No, I think it's
so insane. Why wouldn't she want to kill someone? Why wouldn't she want to kill Janet?
I can't believe
this is what I'm saying.
I can't believe there's if people you are, in the world like that.
If you're walking down the street and you hear Stephanie laughing and saying, look at Elizabeth Edwards, no boob. There goes Elizabeth
Edwards.
No,
I'm not laughing
Edwards.
At her. I can sympathize with her. My mother had breast cancer.
You,
I can totally sympathize with her. I wouldn't appreciate
it.
Anybody
did your mother have breast
like
cancer
that?
And have a cheating husband? Did your mother
no,
have
and,
breast
and,
cancer?
And no, and
have...
I would never forgive my father, you know, for doing
well,
that. But it does not give me the right, or her the right, or anybody the right to pick up a gun.
I don't
want
to really have to say.
Off.
I don't want to have to ask
ridiculous.
This, but is your mother your real mother? Who is your mother?
Yes.
See, these are the well, you don't know, do you?
And, well, what is
I'm
that
sorry,
supposed
I
to mean?
I do know my mother is
she,
my mother.
This woman could have been the product of her father sleeping with a slut, while her mother. You see what I'm saying? So we don't know.
That's all the right. problem. I don't see what you're saying.
It sounds to me, though, like, Stephanie, you're almost intrigued by the idea. You'd never do it.
I was going to say it.
Oh, hold on, will you, Bobby? It's almost like a tempting thing. And Stephanie, I thank you very much for your call. 877-876-PHIL, the world-famous Phil Hendry Show with Bobby.
Phil Hendry.
Bobby says Elizabeth Edwards should be acquitted for killing John.
No, I didn't.
This is the Phil Hendry Show.
World famous Phil Hendry Show every night here till 1 o'clock on the West Coast, 4 a.m. on the East Coast, the news talk and entertainment show that knows what it's talking about with us, Bobby and Steve Dooley. Bobby primarily speaking to us about an article on the website for Angels on Our Shoulders, which is the irony of all of this, Bobby, is that you were originally an anti-war group aligned with Code Pink, and now you are advocating the acquittal of Elizabeth Edwards were she to kill John Edwards. How do you go from anti-war to advocating that what is technically murder?
Well, Phil, I don't think it is technically murder. I think it is justifiable homicide. And as to why it is we've taken up this position in this issue, we're very disappointed with the outcome of the Iraq War. We wanted our troops out. We were aligned and very much admirers of Code Pink. But as the war went on, we realized that Code Pink, specifically Medea Benjamin, had ruined the anti-war movement because she was the face of the... She was the face of it, and Cindy Sheehan were the face of the anti-war movement. Both of those women did terrible damage. There were questions about their mental stability. Medea, God bless her, is very hard on the eyes. Cindy Sheehan is I think, mentally unstable and looks it. So we just were completely disgusted, really, with the, not only the way the war went, but how Medea had, and Cindy both, had absolutely ruined any chance we had of the troops coming home. And when we saw what happened to Elizabeth Edwards, and I was angry, a lot of women were angry in our group, and we said, for some reason, we just said, look at how this woman has been humiliated. Why should that man live? The old line, you know, from the Andy Richter show, and yet you still live. And so we were joking about that.
What do you mean you were joking about it?
Well, when we saw this, one of the girls over here, Janice Greeley, would hold up a picture of John Edwards and say, and yet, and he still lives, and we'd laugh. No, if she took any kind of automatic weapon, I don't care what, a Ruger, a 9mm, anything, and just emptied it into him.
Emptied it into him.
Yes. Yeah. And I'll tell you something else, Phil. If she had reloaded.
Now, you know that if you reload, that means premeditation.
It doesn't make... Of course it's premeditation.
Of course it's going to be premeditation on down the guy.
Of course it's premeditation.
And all right, so you say that Elizabeth Edwards stands over John Edwards, empties the 9-shot clip into him, and then reloads.
And reloads and empties it again, yes.
877-8... You'd acquit him.
Absolutely.
I mean her.
Yeah, that's what I mean, Elizabeth Edwards.
All right, 877-876-PHIL. We'll go to some phone calls now here on the Phil Hendry Show. Thank God we live in America. We live in a civilized society. Let's go to Todd. Todd, you're on the Phil Hendry Show with Bobby and Steve Dooley. Go ahead, sir. We're talking about Elizabeth and John Edwards and this public humiliation, really, of Elizabeth Edwards. Go ahead, sir.
All right. Hey, Phil, thanks for taking my call, for starters.
Yes, sir.
Look, I you know, I saw this on TV, mm-hmm. and it's just like with every other politician.
Mm-hmm.
And,
mm-hmm.
ma'am, will you let me talk, please? It's like
I
with every other
talk.
Politician.
I'm acknowledging
okay.
your word.
Okay. You mm-hmm. just be quiet for a second. John Edwards, what he did, he mm-hmm. should not be murdered mm-hmm. for. He should be horsewhipped. I feel very sorry for Elizabeth Edwards. She should not have had to go through something like this. No woman should have to go through like this. But for you to say that she should have killed him, mm-hmm. or any woman should mm-hmm. kill her husband mm-hmm. if he's cheating, mm-hmm. is irresponsible and reckless. And I think if someone goes out and kills their husband, you know, after you after this radio program, I think you might be liable for that. Now, I myself have been publicly humiliated.
I've looked into the legality of that.
Hold on, Bobby.
Yeah. All right, Todd. Well, I'll get her. Bobby, you need to let my callers, okay?
Well, he's saying something that isn't true. No one's going to hold me responsible. I could tell a woman to shove a pitchfork into a man. And if they found a man in the middle of the road with a pitchfork, I'm as clean as a baby's ass. So,
all right, let's watch our language, too. Todd, go ahead.
Okay, what I'm trying to say is, you know, I'm a former police officer. And my ex-wife, I found her in a bar with another guy. And I'm armed with a Glock 22, 40 caliber handgun. And I didn't pull my gun out and shoot her. I had no desire to do so.
I turned around, walked out, went and got my lawyer,
and got divorced. Okay? That there's no call for killing somebody. That is not justifiable homicide. I think you're in California. I'm Cloverton, Illinois. I know the laws are different here. On the same side of the country, but you missed a golden opportunity there, brother.
Hold on, Mr. Dooley, hold on.
Well, he just missed a golden opportunity.
What do you mean he missed a golden opportunity?
Oh, he had a dead to rights in a bar. He had the Glock. Oh my God.
he'd be in prison. You talk about a guy being in prison. He's going to shoot a woman in full view of everybody.
He's a cop.
Doesn't make any difference.
Hey,
go ahead, Todd.
Let me explain something. That she's totally just bonkers. She wants to talk bad about Cindy Sheehan. I think they're pot calling the kettle black. I would never. My ex-wife cheated on me with guys that I worked with, I would never wish any harm on her because she is the mother of my children. I don't say anything bad about her. I got divorced. I gave her everything in the divorce. I didn't fight for anything. And you know what? I get along with her just fine. I wish her well because she's the mother of my children. Now,
First of all, we don't advocate that men should be allowed to do it anyway, so it really doesn't matter. We're talking about women.
That's totally wrong.
No,
you know,
men have been killing women for centuries, but we're saying now the shoe's on the other foot. And
it's women's turn.
Oh, bull crap! It's women's turn. Men shouldn't have been doing it. And now you're saying, well, the men got to do it, so now we're going to do it.
Are you kidding me? Here's a guy, he's out with a slut. His wife doesn't have any boobs.
What does that have to do with anything? Matter of fact, this shouldn't even out in the public. This is a private situation, okay? You know,
She's walking around, and everyone knows, first of all, she's got a big rear end, no breasts. He's out with a slut.
You know what, Bobby? As much sympathy as you claim to have for Elizabeth Edwards, you sure are painting an ugly picture of her.
Am I lying?
Go ahead, Todd, and then we have to move on, sir. Final thought, go ahead.
I just want to make one last word, Todd.
Well, give me the last word, sir.
Would you tell that husband of yours to shut up, please? Go ahead, Todd.
I am a 20-year veteran of the United States military. I'm a senior non-commissioned officer in the Army National Guard. I do not like war protesters. To me, you guys are enemies of the state. I'd rather hang out with Al-Qaeda than any war protester group in this country. What you're doing is irresponsible and reckless, and you provide aid and comfort to the enemy. And what you're saying about Elizabeth Edwards being able to kill John Edwards is just totally reckless and wrong. I would never kill my wife if she was cheating on me. And for
a man
needs to be a man and not cheat on his wife.
Thank you very much, Todd. I appreciate your call, sir.
Thank you
for your service to the community and your service to our country there in the military.
You know something? You say that to him. I'm here defending women.
But Ms. Dooley, that's fine. But you know, you heard what the gentleman said, and then you drop in this. Well, it doesn't matter because I'm not talking about men. You know,
I'm not. I told you we're not talking about men. If that man, as tempting as it was for him, to take that gun from his holster and to lay waste to that whore that he was married to, sitting at the bar and sharing God knows what. What do they call those, Steve?
A suction shot.
What is a suction shot?
When they put the thing on her boob.
You know, they're licking shy. Okay.
And she's doing that in full view of her husband with her skirt up.
Wait, we don't know what she did. And the fact is, you saying all of that being the case, and still that man's not allowed to do that, but women are allowed to do it, doesn't make any sense. I think he found that to be very confusing. Let's go to Fred in New York City, listening to us on WWRL. Go ahead, Fred.
Hello.
When I first started listening,
about 15 minutes ago, would you please stop saying, You're making me sick.
I am not saying it.
You're making me ill with that,
Well, I guess you're going to have to go and
will
get ill in the
shut
toilet
up?
Because I shut your mouth. You know, ignorant.
Hey, watch that. Watch it, Bobby. Go ahead, Fred.
This woman who is defending ignorance, really, is what she's defending. The ignorance that she's defending sounds as though, I thought she was being facetious at the beginning when I first started listening.
I'm sorry to interrupt you, Fred. I got to tell Mr. Dooley, sir, I don't like you yelling in the background.
Don't tell my wife to shut up.
The call is between this gentleman and your wife, and you're not in on it. Go ahead, Fred.
The guy is as ignorant as his wife. Now listen. This woman, this ignoramus who has no regard for the rule of law, what she's saying is anybody, essentially, who dislikes what somebody else is doing has the right to kill them. So, in other words, I feel very strongly about ignorant people interrupting others when they're on the phone, I feel I have the right to shoot this lady. It's essentially the same thing that she's saying.
Well, your moral justification is different because what I'm saying is good.
You have the gall to bring up moral justification? You have no regard for the rule of law. You want to be able to take the law into your own hands.
Mm-hmm.
And I have the right, if you have the right to take the law into your own hands, I have the right to take the law into my own hands. Don't you understand?
No, you don't understand. Hello?
Guys, I think you had us. Mr. Henry, I think he's got a colon blockage.
Will you shut up, colon? Is Fred there? He might have hung up. He's probably so upset. Ms. Dooley, what that man is saying, basically...
Oh, I heard what he was saying. I have moral justification, Phil.
How so?
Because people would say to me, you shot your husband because he is a sack of you-know-what, but that man shot you, Bobby, because you were making sense. So that man goes to the gas, or he gets lethal...
Like a lethal gas chamber or something.
Oh, you're saying the gas chamber's not lethal? Because I'm not clear.
So he gets the death penalty and you don't?
Exactly, because I am on moral high ground.
That's the thing about the moral high ground.
Yeah, the moral high ground. Okay, 877-876-PHIL is the number here, the world-famous Phil Henry Show, as we speak with Bobby and Steve Dooley tonight. Elizabeth Edwards, in the mind of Ms. Dooley, who wrote this piece for the Angels on Our Shoulders website, a blog, and it's gone slightly viral, basically is saying that Elizabeth Edwards was so humiliated publicly, was so mistreated and maltreated publicly by John Edwards, that were she arrested for shooting and killing John Edwards, Ms. Dooley would vote to acquit her. Highly, highly controversial and obviously very inflammatory. Our number 877-876-PHIL. We'll be back with Bobby Dooley on the world-famous Phil Henry Show. We're going to be back right after this a few messages.
What about my husband, Steve?
No, I'm not mentioning his name because he's bothering me. We'll be right back.
I'm here for the legality.
It's the Phil Henry Show. World-famous Phil Henry Show.
Number is 877-876-PHIL. As we talk to Bobby and Steve Dooley, Ms. Dooley is the president of Angels on Our Shoulders, an anti-war group that evolved into a women's issues group because the Iraq War didn't end the way you wanted it to, I guess, Ms. Dooley, although it was a victory.
The idea that you call that a victory, I feel that it... you people in the media, you didn't understand. We would have gotten those troops home had we had someone other than Medea Benjamin on television every night, a very unpleasant-looking woman, a ridiculous ass.
Let's get off of that and get back to Elizabeth Edwards.
That's fine. That's what I want to do.
All right. You made the statement when we were talking to that last gentleman, Fred. He said, well, morally, if you're talking about morals, I have the right, because I don't like stupid people, to go and kill you. And you said, no, he didn't.
No, he doesn't.
Why?
Because I am right. There's not a woman in America.
You're right.
There's not a woman in America that doesn't agree with me. Elizabeth Edwards, were we in her shoes? And let's just put it this way. Were we on the jury? And Elizabeth Edwards picked, so do you know what an Eagle 50 is? An Eagle 50.
An Eagle 50, is it a gun?
He asked me, is it a gun?
Is it a gun?
Is it a gun? That's a good one. Is it a gun?
Is it a gun?
Is it a gun?
Said it again.
Ms. Dooley, I'm not here to play games. I'm assuming it's a gun.
Yeah, a little bit. You know, did you ever hear Benny Blanco in Carlita's Way?
Ms. Dooley, is it a gun?
Little bit.
Yeah, a little bit.
It's a 50 millimeter, it's a 50 cal film that the Israelis make. If Elizabeth Edwards had used that on John Edwards, I would vote for acquittal even as I was looking at the death photos. And guess what? There'd be a nice suit of clothes on a very nice body with a very well-endowed you-know-what and no head.
Little bit.
Yeah, a little bit.
You sound like you really enjoy it, you know, that's the thing.
Let me tell you, if my husband acted that way, the way John Edwards did, you better believe I'd enjoy it. And more women should think the way I'm thinking.
877-876, Phil. Let's go to another phone call listening to us tonight. And calling in is Kim in Boston. Kim, hi, you're on the Phil Hendry Show with Bobby and Steve Dooley. Go ahead, please.
Hi. I've been listening,
yes, ma'am,
for 25 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
And
mm-hmm.
What I don't understand is that why you don't think that John Edwards is, there's something wrong with him. He's mentally ill. And
I don't know. I don't know.
You can't seem to separate the fact that when somebody goes out and does something like that in their marriage or to anybody else, there's something wrong with them. They're mentally ill. They're sociopaths or addicts.
Well, I'm not qualified to make that. I wouldn't make that. All I know is that he did a horrible thing to her, and if she killed him, I'd vote for acquittal.
God
He's
almighty,
not
what
right.
a world.
He's not right. Why? My husband, my ex-husband did that. He had a double life with me.
Osama bin Laden isn't right either, and that's not going to keep me from, you know, wasting his ass. Excuse my language. You know.
Yeah. All right, okay, we get it, Bobby, but
he
this lady is
like
saying...
Manson. You know, it sounds like Manson. Is she a sociopath, too?
Who is Manson? Who is Manson? Hmm? I don't know who Manson is. I know who
Charles Manson talks the way you're talking tonight.
Charles Manson.
You're a sociopath.
You know, you really like that word. Did you just read a book by Dr. Stone or something, sociopath?
I was married to
John
one for 20
Edwards.
Years, and I had absolutely no idea.
And he was cheating on you.
Yeah.
And what did you do? Did you stand there
because
like
I wasn't
little
mentally
wave and go,
ill.
Ooh.
I wasn't bipolar.
And did you stand there as he was making an ass out of you and go, ooh, I didn't know. As he was making a complete ass out of you in front of your friends. Oh, my.
No,
God.
I didn't
Not
know.
Me, sister.
After I found
Not
out,
me, sister.
I found out he was bipolar. He was a very dangerous man. And that if he did have a gun, he probably would have had me killed.
All the more reason to shoot him.
Yeah, all the better reason to shoot him.
No, because I'm not going to jail because he's the sick one.
Well, no, you're not going to go to jail. He's going to kill you. So you'll be nice and safe in a coffin.
But I don't take it personally. You take all of this personally.
Well,
what he did to me, what he did to me had nothing
either.
To do. What he did to me had nothing to do with me. It had something to do with his state of mind and his mental acuity.
Well, you know, if he kills you, you don't have to take it personally.
Yeah, don't take it personal.
You know something?
Bad things happen to good people.
You sound like a really nice girl.
I just have to hope that
girl.
I just have to hope that he never gets a gun.
with
and
a Ruger.
And then he's never,
and if you
he's
see
not
him,
like you.
And he's walking down the street, go ahead and just, you know, cap his ass right there, and you won't have the problem.
You know something, Ms. Dooley? I will not have you suggesting that. I will not have you suggesting that any longer.
Would you get Dr. Laura off the phone?
Don't tell me what to do. Thank you very much, ma'am. I appreciate your phone call very much. That was Kim. Let's go over to Kate on the Phil Henry Show. 87. Oh, you know what? We're out of time. So hold up. I don't know whether we have time for Kate. We don't. All right, hold the line here, Kate. Maybe. I have no idea whether we can go back to this segment.
What are you talking about?
I don't know if we're going to have time next quarter hour to go back to the segment.
Excuse me. What are you trying to pull?
Yeah, what are you trying to pull?
What am I trying to pull?
I was told that we would be given adequate time for our platform, and that I would also be able to do a half hour on Cindy Sheehan. And what a drooling retard she is.
What?
Phil Henry.
I was lied to.